All right, let's jump into this deep dive into Next.js 15. Looks like we've got a really detailed blog post right here from the Next.js team, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty packed with new features.
Definitely some interesting changes that we want to dig into, especially for folks out there who want to build some like super advanced Next.js applications. What I'm really seeing here is they're trying to like balance some really big upgrades with I don't know, trying to keep things stable for developers, you know?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's most interesting about this release. It's that they're trying to balance bringing, the new shiny features, but also, making it easy for developers to upgrade and making sure that things are stable and, not introducing too many breaking changes.
Totally. And speaking of upgrades, let's talk about the new at Nextcode mod CLI.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like a really cool tool, especially for, I think, people who've been using Next.js for a while
Yeah.
and maybe have had some struggles with manual upgrades in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, upgrading can be a real pain, especially if you have a large Next.js application. And, keeping up with all the latest changes can be time consuming.
For sure.
So this new code mod CLI is going to make things so much easier. Essentially, a code mod is like a little program that automatically updates your code.
Interesting.
So you can just run this code mod CLI and it will automatically transform your code to the latest Next.js version.
Oh, wow.
And it'll handle, a lot of the breaking changes for you.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's a big win for developer productivity.
Okay. So let's get into like some of the, the meat of this update. One of the big things that kind of jumped out at me was this shift to asynchronous request APIs
Right.
in Next.js 15. This sounds like a really big change, especially for folks who've been using Next.js for a while.
Yeah, it's a pretty fundamental change, but it's a change for the better. So basically what's happening is that Next.js is moving to fully asynchronous request APIs for things like cookies, headers, draft mode, params, search params.
Wow.
And the reason for this is that it allows Next.js to streamline the server-side rendering process. So in the past, Next.js would often wait for all of the data to be fetched before it would send anything to the browser,
Oh,
even
okay.
if only some of the components needed that data.
Yeah.
But now, with asynchronous APIs, the server can start sending HTML to the user's browser much faster, even before it's finished fetching all of the data. So this is going to lead to, faster page loads and a better user experience overall.
Sure, for sure. And I'm assuming that the code mod that we were just talking about would help with this transition.
Yeah, absolutely. So the code mod CLI is going to be really helpful for migrating your code to these new asynchronous APIs. So, even though it's a pretty big change, the Next.js team has made it as easy as possible for developers to upgrade.
That's great.
And, they've even included a temporary synchronous access option. So if you need a bit more time to adapt, you can still use the old synchronous APIs, but you'll get a warning in the console.
Awesome. All right. So how about we switch gears a little bit and talk about caching?
Yeah, let's do it.
Caching, this is always a topic that I think can be kind of confusing,
Right.
but it's super important when it comes to performance.
Yeah.
And it looks like there are some significant changes in Next.js 15 compared to version 14. So what's going on here?
So with caching, it's not just about making things faster, it's
Yeah.
also about predictability
Right.
and, giving developers more control over how their application behaves.
Yeah.
And in Next.js 14, the default caching behavior sometimes led to unexpected results,
Interesting.
especially when using features like partial pre-rendering.
Yeah, so for folks who aren't familiar with partial pre-rendering,
Yeah.
this is a really powerful feature that allows you to pre-render some parts of a page
Right.
while fetching data for others. So you kind of get like the best of both worlds.
Right.
You get the speed of static generation, but you also get the flexibility of dynamic content.
Exactly. And so in Next.js 14, the caching defaults didn't always play nicely with partial pre-rendering.
I see.
So in Next.js 15, they've made some changes to the default caching behavior to make things more predictable and to give developers more control.
Okay, so what are some of the specific changes?
So specifically, fetch requests are no longer cached by default.
Okay.
GetATArt handlers are no longer cached by default.
Interesting.
And the client reader cache is no longer cached by default.
Okay.
So essentially, they've moved to more of an opt-in approach to caching.
I see.
So if you want to cache something, you need to explicitly tell NextStardS to do so.
Gotcha. So it's like it's more transparent now, you know, it's like, you know, you're making the decision about what to cache and how to cache it.
Yeah, exactly. It gives developers more flexibility and control so they can fine-tune their caching strategies to ensure that their application is performing optimally without encountering any unexpected caching behaviors.
Awesome. All right, so
Yeah.
it sounds like they've made some really smart choices about caching in this new version.
So let's talk about some of the performance improvements in Next.js 15.
Yeah, let's get into that.
One of the biggest things is the stable release of TurboPack.
Oh, yeah.
This is a completely new development server that's built from the ground up with Rust. And Rust is known for its speed and efficiency.
Right. And I mean, I was really blown away by some of the numbers that they were sharing. You know, we're not just talking about like, you know, small speed ups here. Like applications using TurboPack are seeing significant improvements in server startup time, live code updates, and even the speed at which routes are compiled.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
You know, for developers, it's going to feel like night and day. Imagine, you make a code change and you see it reflected in the browser almost instantaneously.
Yeah.
That kind of responsiveness can really boost productivity
Yeah, for
and
sure.
make development a lot more enjoyable.
Absolutely. And speaking of making development more enjoyable, they've also introduced this new thing called the static route indicator,
Oh, yeah.
which, you know, again, I think just speaks to their focus on performance and making it easier to optimize your applications.
Right.
So, what is that exactly?
So the static route indicator is basically a small visual cue in your development environment that tells you whether a route is being rendered statically or dynamically.
Okay.
So you can immediately see, if a route is taking longer to render than it should be, maybe it's because it's being rendered dynamically when it could be rendered statically.
Ah, I see.
So it helps you identify potential performance bottlenecks right away
Yeah.
so you can optimize your rendering strategies.
Yeah.
It's almost like having a built-in performance consultant
Yeah.
guiding you as you're building your application.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, so moving on to some other features that really caught my eye. One of them is this new Unstable After API, which I gotta say the name kind of threw me off a little bit,
Right.
but the functionality sounds really interesting. So, what is this Unstable After API all about?
So the Unstable After API allows you to run code after a response has finished streaming to the browser.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
this is really useful for tasks like logging or analytics, where you don't want to block the user's initial page load experience.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like, you know, you've got the main show going on, and then you've
Yeah.
got like a separate track running in the background,
Right.
taking care of these other tasks without slowing things down for the user.
Exactly. It's a really clever way to handle things like logging and analytics.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And speaking of observability, it looks like the instrumentation.js API is now stable. So what does this mean for developers?
So the instrumentation.js API allows you to hook into various lifecycle events within the Next.js server.
Okay.
And this gives you really deep insights into how your application is performing.
Huh.
So you can track things like, how long it takes to render a page, how many database queries are being made, and so on.
Wow.
And they've even provided an example of how to integrate with Sentry, which is a popular error tracking tool.
Oh, cool.
So you can capture errors with rich context. So it's all about, empowering developers with the information they need to build and maintain high-performance applications.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, what about server actions? I know they introduced this in Next.js 14. Are there any updates in version 15?
So server actions were a big feature in Next.js 14, and they've
Yeah.
made some really nice improvements in Next.js 15, particularly around security.
Oh, okay.
So they've added some measures to ensure that server actions are only exposed when explicitly intended. So this helps to mitigate potential security risks,
Nice.
and they've also improved the process for eliminating unused actions,
Okay.
so you can keep your code base clean and efficient.
Awesome. So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the features that enhance developer flexibility and control. One that really jumped out at me was this new form component.
Yeah, the new form component is really great.
Yeah, so tell me about it.
So it extends the standard HTML form element with built-in support for prefetching, client-side navigation, and progressive enhancement.
Nice.
So you don't have to write custom code to implement those features anymore.
Right.
It's all built in.
So it just simplifies form handling so much.
Yeah, it really does. It's a huge time saver.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what else? What other goodies do we have in terms of developer flexibility?
Another great improvement is TypeScript support for next.config.ts.
Oh, nice.
So now you get type safety and auto completion for your next.js configuration options.
Yeah, so that's super helpful for catching errors early on.
Right.
And then for folks who are self-hosting their Next.js applications,
Yeah.
it looks like there are some pretty significant improvements as well. What are those?
So in Next.js 15, they've given developers finer control over cache control headers and image optimization.
Right.
So you can really tailor your setup to your specific needs.
Nice.
So whether you're using Vercel or another hosting platform, you have more granular control over your deployment environment.
Awesome. So it sounds like they're really trying to cater to a wider range of developers with this release, you know,
Yeah, absolutely.
whether you're deploying to Vercel or, you know, rolling your own solution.
Right.
It feels like every little piece of this Next.js 15 is like geared towards performance, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I was looking at this part about how they bundle external packages.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you see this?
Yeah. They've made some improvements to how external packages are bundled,
Yeah, how so?
especially for applications that have, a lot of external libraries. This is going to lead to faster cold starts. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
yeah.
your application is going to load more quickly for first-time visitors.
Awesome. Awesome. And then, you know, they haven't forgotten about like code quality and maintainability.
Right.
Like they've added support for ESLint 9,
Yeah.
upgraded React hooks rules, all that good stuff.
Yeah, those are important too. Even though they might seem like minor updates,
Right.
those things can make a huge difference in the long run.
Yeah, keeping your code clean, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Helps to ensure consistency, reduce technical debt.
Yeah, I am like seriously impressed with this release.
Yeah, me too.
They've really been listening to the community. They're laser focused on performance, flexibility, and just making developers happy, you know?
Yeah, I think it's clear that they're trying to make Next.js the best framework it can be.
I mean, you can really see how much Next.js has evolved,
Right.
you know, like pushing the boundaries of what you can do on the web.
Yeah.
These advancements, you know, in server rendering and caching, like it's setting a new standard for frameworks.
Absolutely.
Like I'm really wondering, you know, how all of this is going to shape the future of web dev.
Yeah, it's exciting to think about,
Yeah.
what kind of new possibilities are going to emerge
Right.
as developers, start using these tools,
Right.
see what they can do with them.
Yeah, this has been a really cool deep dive.
Yeah, it has.
I encourage everyone listening to check out Next.js 15 for themselves.
Definitely.
You know, see how these updates can really take your projects to that next level.
Yeah.
Until next time, happy coding, everyone.